This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So this is apparently somebody who needs help parenting their parent.
Oh, okay.
Aaron?
Yai.
Yai.
What's going on? How can we help?
So a little background. Over like maybe the past year and a half, my mom has really gotten into amazing shape.
Oh, okay.
So that's
good for her.
The background. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm really proud of her for dropping really unhealthy eating habits and, you know, getting back in the gym. And she does. She looks great. The problem is she knows she looks great.
Oh, boy.
And so, yeah. So she started dressing in super revealing outfits. She has, like, her belly exposed almost constantly, like a teenager.
Nice.
But she's almost 60 years old.
Oh.
And to be honest, it's, like, it's embarrassing.
Why do you think people are making fun of her?
Well, so I just know people are talking about her behind her back because she's wearing these outfits that are, like, teenage outfits. And I tried to talk to her about it because I think she should dress more appropriately for her age, but she just got super defensive. And then she said I was just jealous.
Ooh, there it is.
But Aaron, you're not giving us, you're not giving it, you like, you say, I know people are talking about it. Have you heard them? Or has somebody approached you and said, what the hell is with your mom? Why is she dressing like a teenager? Or are you just presuming people are talking behind her back?
Well, like when we're in public, I can tell people are staring at her. And then actually one of her good friends kind of approached me about it and was like, you know, have you talked to your mom about her outfit?
Aaron, can I ask, when you were like, have you and your mom been like in a big social setting or maybe a bar and guys are coming up and confusing you as sisters now? Or is that happening a little bit? Or they're paying attention more to your mom than... I don't even know.
Are you trying to pigeonhole her into being jealous? Are you jealous?
No, I'm not jealous. I love my mom. I really want her to be happy, but it's just kind of weird to have a naked mom like walking around, you know? Guys, I don't know. We don't hang out in that sort of setting together, but it's just been like, I can tell she's getting the wrong kind of attention when we're like out on a walk or, you know, at the movies or whatever.
I mean, I think that's for her to decide.
Unless it's like, yeah, no, you're right. I mean,
and you say you want her to be happy. This is clearly making her happy. And people who are judging her in public, I mean, she doesn't know those people. So why does she care what they think? If she feels confident, I think this is great.
But here's, I don't, this is probably not a great analogy, but I think of you guys as like family. If I'm rolling in here in skinny jeans and my shirts are schmediums and stuff, and I'm kind of making a fool of myself, I would want you guys to go, bro, what do you like? Maybe you need to get over like the skinny. Like I would want you guys to tell me, especially if you're my daughter, and I would tell my daughter. Like, that's the relationship. Although, like, didn't your parents ever tell you not to go out of the house dressed like that? Like,
when I was probably 13 or...
Yeah, when you're doing something stupid with your hair, like dudes like with the pants down around their butt or whatever.
Yeah.
I know it's not the same, but it's still...
I mean, you go through phases and you do things and, you know, I remember I dyed my hair platinum. I was white. Like, I had white hair for a while, a few years ago. And my mom, she didn't like it. I loved it. I thought it was a cool little phase that I went through. I enjoyed it. It's not like that now. But I look back and I'm like, that was a fun phase.
But your mom was allowed to say something, right?
Well, I mean, she did, whether I wanted to hear it or not. Right. So I just think like that was making me happy, and that's what I wanted to do with my hair. Okay. And I don't know. She's worked really hard. She worked for a year and a half to feel this confident and like happy in her skin. And sometimes it takes a long time for a woman to feel that way. So if she is feeling that and thriving and feeling herself and loving the attention she gets, sorry you're embarrassed by it.
Yeah. And Aaron, if you're really embarrassed and your mom knows that, she's going to probably go, well, tell you what, we should maybe not hang out then in public. Or
J-Lo is in her 50s. She bears her midriff all the time. No one says anything about that, except that she looks good. I know she's J-Lo.
Yes.
It's different.
She has some reverse aging machine. She's so much hotter now than when she was young. It's unbelievable. J-Lo is a phenomenon. Like, that's it's some sort of exception.
Yes, she is.
Am I allowed to ask this question? Just scream as soon as I get halfway in the middle of it if I'm not allowed to ask. Is your mom more fit than you right now? I mean, are you kind of out of shape or are you in good shape?
I mean, I don't know. I'm in good shape. I don't know. I don't really work out like my mom does, but I've just sort of always been like thin.
Okay.
Without trying too hard.
Well, we've all of us have been embarrassed of our parents. Usually it's when we're younger.
For sure.
And not when we're older and stuff like this. I just think that your mom went through so many changes that you're going to have to change a little bit with her. And if you're not willing to do that and share her happiness, then
how do you get over being like, if you're genuinely embarrassed by your mom? Yeah, you have to get over that, or you have to not spend time with her. Because I think your solution is for her to stop making herself happy.
Yeah.
And that's not the right.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily the right
thing. Unless it's that embarrassing. I mean, if I'm an adult and I know my mom or dad are doing something that's embarrassing the crap out of them and they say they don't care.
Yeah, like your dad all of a sudden starts, like they go through a divorce and your dad's hanging out at bars and he's constantly on Tinder with 25-year-olds or something.
Showing off his chest hair.
Bro, dad. Please, God, you're making a fool of yourself.
But dad's not going to listen. Hey, I'm finally having fun and I'm happy, so everyone shut up.
This is not quite that, though.
It's not. And you don't want to wreck the relationship with your mom.
Can we see a picture of your mom?
Yeah, look at you. That's what I'm usually.
No, I meant more just from a Reese. I'm not trying to lust after her. I just want to know what's embarrassing. Like, showing your midriff, if you... You don't even have to be fit to show your midriff. Like, right now, the body shaming thing is so yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen women with their midriff showing who aren't in shape. And it's like, it's not that, it's not, Steve, look at you. It's like, it's not bad. It's if they're comfy, I wouldn't feel comfortable, but they are, so go for it.
If they're comfortable by making me feel uncomfortable.
Why would that make you uncomfortable?
You're right, I just look away.
Oh my God, you are such a pig. I can't even. Your pigness has no boundaries.
By the way, Slacker's question's valid. Do you have any pictures?
No!
Oh my God.
Aaron, hang on, don't move. Okay. Hang on.
I like Aaron. She's a concerned child.
Is she, or is she jealous?
I don't think she's jealous, but I think it makes her uncomfortable. I get why she feels embarrassed, but more than anything, I'm like, you should tell your mom that she's got some bogus friends who are talking about her behind her back.
And that's kind of ugly too.
Honestly, they need to go. Like, support in your people's happiness. If this is making her happy, I don't know why we're shaming her about it.
But if...
Do you really think she's making that much of a fool of herself?
I hope not, but if more than one person says it, like, I've always been told, if, like, six people call you a horse, it's time to buy a saddle.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, sometimes we're just not self-aware.
Yeah, there is that. You're right.
But it could also, in this instance, be she got herself hot, and she's close to 60, and her friends probably didn't get themselves hot.
Yep.
And they're like, look at her flaunting it.
They're all getting together.
Uh-huh.
They got together
and
with
trash
Aaron.
Talking.
And trash talking.
I saw a video the other day of a girl, beautiful young girl, like walking down the street. It was her TikTok. And she's like, I rest easy knowing that I'll be a MILF. And turned to her mom, who was walking next to her in a tube top and jeans and her Gucci belt. And she looked phenomenal. And I loved that her daughter was so proud of it.
That's awesome.
That is.
But Aaron's not.
Okay. Well, so, she needs to.
And her defense, real quick, Aaron's defense, it is difficult to see your mom kind of turn into a.
Just flaunt just at a certain age. But I don't think you have to dress 60 when you're 60. And I don't even know what dressing 60 is.
Exactly. I think that those rules are. Gone.
So who's right in this? Should Aaron talk to her mom? Should Aaron steer clear of her mom? Or is her mom humiliating herself and we should all intervene? Candy?
Yeah.
You are disguised. What, you're having the same problem?
Yeah. So my mom got gastric bypass surgery two years ago and lost like over 200 pounds.
Wow.
And she dresses horribly inappropriate. I mean, for everything, for church, for the grocery store. It's been going on since she lost the weight. I've talked to her about it. Her siblings have talked to her about it. And every time it gets brought up, it's just tears and that we're trying to steal her happiness and we don't support her and we're jealous. And so at this point, we're just like, she's being safe. It doesn't seem like she's making any stupid decisions. She's just making up for lost time. So it's not even a conversation worth having.
Yeah.
Do you even like be seen in public with her? Do you guys don't do that anymore or you're so embarrassed?
I moved about an hour away not too long ago, but it was to the point that I wouldn't go in public with her if she was wearing certain things. I mean, she was wearing shorts that were barely even pants and like very breasty things. And she is, like 55. So,
Yeah.
But aren't you a little happy for her?
Yeah, I'm very happy for her. But when you have a 19-year-old son and I'm in my early 20s and she also has like a younger age son, it's just very embarrassing for us, to have 20-year-olds commenting like, why is your mom dressing like that? It's not flattering what she's wearing. It's just inappropriate. She only buys things to show off her body, and it's very apparent. So it's just like, we can't do anything about it. She's healthy. She is happy. I am happy that she's happy. But if she wants to go out in public like that.
Is she promiscuous at this point or no?
I do know that she has talked to a couple of married men.
Oh, yeah.
I don't actually know any details. I cut that out. It was something she didn't want to talk to me about it, and I had no interest.
So you think one is going to lead to the other?
I do. I think once your newfound fitness, you just start to realize I'm in this pond that I always wanted to fish in, and this is the first time I've been allowed in.
That's true.
And then she's
going to cast a wide net.
100%.
I would too, though, if I were her.
Yeah.
But she could have both. She should still have class and couth, yet still flaunt the.
That's the problem is when you, like, it's just like when you win the lottery. They don't go out and buy a nice house. They buy a gaudy house.
Right.
And it's like, you just lost a bunch of weight. You're not wearing cool clothes. You're wearing slutty clothes.
There it is.
And
gaudy.
It's like, you look, but there's no way to talk them out of it.
Right.
Moving an hour away, though, that's diabolical.
Yeah.
That was well played, Candy. Thank you for the call. Michelle?
Yay.
Hang on, Michelle. I left the VD on. I got to get it off of you.
That's a voice disguise.
Sorry. It feels weird after this conversation. Go ahead, Michelle. What do you think?
Yay. So I think that the daughter should totally support her mother. I'm getting ready to turn 50, and I will tell you that, if she's proud enough to work hard on herself, I mean, that's got to be a good thing for her daughter to see that her mom can do it and she has something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
That daughter's a little jealous.
All I'm saying is, can everybody in this room, and I know, Steve, your mother has passed.
Yeah.
But can you picture your mom being, like, agent? Well, and Amber, you're so close in age to your mom, and, like, you guys are really more like sisters. I'm just picturing my mom, and I would. Like, I couldn't go to church with her in a tube top. I don't care how banging her body is. Did I just say banging body about my mom? Jeez. But so you're the hot mom right now, is what you're saying.
Well, I'd like to think so. But my friends also support it, too. I mean, we're all getting older. And, I mean, heck, we're excited that we still work out. But, it hurts when we work out. We can't move like we used to, but we're still trying.
Do you have a daughter? Did you even enter your mind if you had a daughter? Wait, I better not get too hot because then I might put my daughter through this.
No, I don't have a daughter. I have a 16-year-old son, and
Oh, God, he's got to be mortified. His friends are all talking about...
the hot mom.
You're Stifler's mom!
Yeah, the MILF.
That's not bad.
That's a good... Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Send us your Facebook page and we'll check it.
Oh, God.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK. It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.